and this is Cecilia Bartoli. That's the mezzo-soprano superstar singing an aria from Handel's opera, Rinaldo. It's on a new CD called The Art of Cecilia Bartoli. She also has a new CD of Vivaldi arias. Bartoli is back in the U.S. singing tonight in Washington. She also has dates in Philadelphia, New York, New Jersey, and Toronto. And as always, her mainstay is the music of the early 19th century, and above all, the period she loves, the 18th century.
Well, I think it's a very fascinating period, yes, yes, with great, great composers, yes.
And for those who thought that you might have run out of material, you just keep finding more material. You discover things from the 18th century.
Yes, yes, I do, actually. I was studying the music of Vivaldi, discovering Vivaldi as the great, really great, great opera composer, because we know Vivaldi, of course, for the Four Seasons. We know Vivaldi for the sacred music, but we really don't know Vivaldi as the great opera composer of 18th century, like Handel. So, and yes, I was studying, I was making research, and I found fantastic music of Vivaldi, and I performed this music, and the people enjoyed, so... Very much, yes.
Now, I want to play a part of an aria that you've recorded from Farnace. This is an opera by Vivaldi, Gelido in ogni vena.
Well, this piece is a very, very dramatic piece. I mean, this reminds a little bit the winter, just the beginning of the winter of the Four Seasons. And jelly de non vena means then is you have blood become jelly. Then what is
freezing?
Yes, freezing. And what's happening is the father who is he thinks then his son is dead.
Yes. And he thinks that he's responsible for this.
Yes,
well?
Exactly.
So this is the distraught father singing before the grave of his son. Is it a coincidence that he's saying, my blood is chilled and frozen at this, and that we're hearing strains of the Concerto of the Winter that Vivaldi was famous for, and presumably people would have recognized that at that time?
Well, yes and no, in a way, because what was important, especially in 18th century, was extremely important to have a fusion between the text and the music. That's why also I love to perform the music of 18th century, because you have a great poetry with the text, so in... This combination is quite magic, I think.
How is it that Vivaldi is so well known throughout the world for his violin concertos, for the Four Seasons primarily, but the opera somehow got forgotten? Why do you think that is?
Well, there is no reason for that, actually. And then he had a little bit of sort of criticism at the beginning of the century. Some people saying that Vivaldi was composing the music, the same melody 100 times. But of course, the moment then we know and we do a little bit of research about the 18th century, we realize that this was the fashion of 18th century, yes.
Your CD of Vivaldi songs begins with the opening number from a Vivaldi opera, which is... The chorus opens up. It's absolutely unmistakable.
Yes, Well, in a way, yes, it was a sort of a nice joke, because everybody was listening to this piece, and then everybody knows this piece as the spring, so the fourth season. And then I wanted really to show Vivaldi also in, yes, with a familiar piece at the beginning, and I found this great piece for coro and voice, yes.
Another composer whom you have recorded quite a bit in the past couple of years is Gluck. And this is an aria I'd like you to talk to us a little bit about, called Se Mai Senti, if you ever feel.
This is a fantastic piece that is in a very exciting period, because Gluck was working with the great poet of 18th century, which Pietro Metastasio. So in this, Clemenza di Tito is the opera that he composed, Clemenza for San Carlo, for Teatro San Carlo in Naples. And the singer who was singing Sesto was the great, great castrato of 18th century, Caffarelli.
You're singing a song here that was originally performed in 1752 by a renowned castrato.
Yes.
And he wasn't singing a female part, he was a castrato singing,
yes,
Sesto, singing,
yes,
the male part.
Yes, yes. This is a typical castrato role with this beautiful long line and with a lot of risk. So it's very always very demanding to sing a castrato part.
And when you sing a lot of 18th century music, I guess you're often singing parts that were sung at various times by castrati.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Were people writing any differently because these were castrati than they might have written for female voices?
Yes, yes. I think nobody really have an idea what was a voice of a castrato. I mean, a castrato was a voice with an incredible range, incredible possibility, versatility, yes.
There are a couple of recordings you've made recently of duets. Here's one with Bryn Terrivel, where you're singing from Don Giovanni, La ci darem la mano.
La ci darem la mano, of course.
What's the difference between singing, say, La ci darem la mano before an Italian audience that is listening in their language, or at least an older version of their language, and singing it for Americans who are maybe watching some surtitles over the screen or reading along in their programs, but they're not understanding word for word what you're singing?
Well, of course, it's always interesting, exciting to see the reaction of the audience. But I think what I like about audience, when somebody, for instance, asks me, "Ah, Cecilia, you prefer the American audience, European audience?" Depends. I like audience who comes to listen and to share and to, yes, share emotion. This is what I think it's important. And American audience is in this sense, it's there's a sort of naivety that I love immensamente about the American audience.
Naivety, you like?
Yes, yes.
How so? What are you talking about?
Well, the naivety is really, in a way, I really feel the people, they're not afraid to express their own sentiments, and this is part of naivety, I think, also.
You're actually sitting here as an Italian saying, here in America, the people are less inhibited at their when their audiences. This is what we talk about in Italy. This is how we describe Italians.
Well, no, Italians, of course, the Italian audience is a fantastic audience too. But it's maybe sometimes more critical. More they think they know everything sometimes, and then.
Uh-huh.
Especially the music of 18th century. If I'm just thinking about Vivaldi, the poor Vivaldi was in Italy. I mean, almost he disappeared. I mean, especially the operas of Vivaldi. I never saw an opera of Vivaldi on stage in Italy. Yes, maybe once, but it was sung by a great American contralto, I mean, mezzo-soprano, the Marilyn Horne.
So you think the Italians listen to your Vivaldi and say, what is she bothering with that music for? Like,
well, in a way, yes and no. Of course, now there's a sort of renaissance of 18th century music and the music of Vivaldi too. But it's also true that a lot of Italian groups of period instruments, they had a big career outside Italy, in France, in Germany, in Holland, yeah.
Cecilia Bartoli, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
The mezzo-soprano's new recording is called The Art of Cecilia Bartoli. Here she is singing an aria from Vivaldi's opera Bajazet.